88.4 Voice of Teso, your choice radio. Good evening, dear listener, from wherever you are. If you're tuned in from Katakwi, Amuria, Soroti, Kapchorwa, from wherever you are, we want to really welcome you aboard this lovely show that we need to have God in our hearts. And this time around, we have our group of pastors here coming from within Uganda and outside Uganda. And that is why I have a privilege to host Pastor Brian here in the house, together with Pastor Mark Wells of Grace Harvest Baptist Church, all the way from USA, to bring that wonderful word of God to us. My name is Charles, and in the studios, I have to give them the opportunity to give that word to that word of God to us, because today's theme is, does your heart belong to God? And it's taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, from 3 to 9. Let me give this opportunity to my guests to have this show gone. And of course, at a quarter to the top of the hour, we shall be opening our lines on 0392 840 884, and there we shall be able to share the word of God from wherever you are down there. So akisa kinyoni kinyoni chini kwa wana kutoa teso mista jeje ipuko pepo na kairo Charles ya program leje ito matogo mista ibuno na ira la kiroto na kaija kaifu heard it from that Western Africa gospel saying generous God, and here we have to get his word to inspire us as we summarize and sum up this year of 2017 as we usher ourselves into another year that will be 2018. Ebaku una kiroto na lolo elemuta yotu mwitabulo kama tayo esula ito mwanauni ageuno kokoro lo uniet teni kanyangon ida kiroto talopet elaini seti nejejo ebe dia hii eko ni tau eperi aneja ilo kasuban ala ikanai jai edeke. So if you have a pen down there, you also need to prepare yourself, because some quotations will be made here and you will also be able to have your life never be the same again. And that is how I want to begin the show tonight, by inviting Pastor Abraham, that you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charles, and to all our listeners. What a wonderful opportunity. On this last Saturday of the year, there will not be any other Saturday in the year 2017 after this one. The next ones now will come in 2018, the years after. And so we thought we'd end this year in style, bringing you the word of God in such a powerful question. Yes, does your heart belong to God? I think we should be able to get the answer to that. And we have friends and brethren who love us so much, coming all the way from Grace Baptist Church.
Thank you.
In Amelia, Georgia. In the USA, and we have the senior pastor of Grace Harvest Baptist Church, that is Pastor Mark Wells. As you've been hearing, I'm ready to bless us this evening with the word of the Lord God. And before we do that, allow me pray.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we want to express our gratitude to you this evening for yet a very special and wonderful opportunity like this one to air your word through Voice of Teso. And we are praying for every listener, Lord, out there tuning in right now, that God, this message will be sent into their hearts, and Lord, you will meet your people as you interact with them through this message and cause the desired results and responses, all for the glory of your holy name. And I pray that you will use your vessel, Pastor Mark, to bring this message in the way that you want it brought to your people. In Jesus' name, our Lord. Amen. So, I want to take this opportunity to bring Pastor Well on air, and then I'll be here to help our listeners translate this message from English.
To understand.
Yes, to
our
teso.
Yes, Pastor Mark.
Well, what a privilege it is to be here with my brother, Pastor Abraham.
So, tia bola rengina I ajamune kero nache chokon Abraham.
And as we get ready to enter this new year,
so ijaido kano na kapakina loma de karulo.
Each of us should ask ourselves this question. Does my heart belong to God? Before I get to the passage that I'm going to preach on tonight, turn in your Bibles if you have them with you.
So, to Luke chapter
14.
Luca
esulaito monamon. verse 26 through
33.
And while you're searching for that,
so,
I want to ask you this question. If a doctor was to do surgery on you and remove a terminal tumor, would you say that he saved you? And the Bible teaches that us that we have a terminal tumor called sin. And that we, if we do not belong to God, that terminal tumor will send us to the pits of hell, where the wailing and gnashing of teeth will never end. But, and I love the word but in scripture, God in his mercy sent his son to die for your sin and my sin and anybody else's sin who would believe in his son. So let's go to the word of God. Starting in verse 25. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first down and sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great far off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, anyone who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. What Jesus is teaching here is he does not say we should hate our mother and father, our brothers and sisters, but that in comparison to the love we have for him, it looks like hate. There can be nothing in our lives that come before God. So I want to ask you the most important question that you will ever be asked. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? If you answer yes, how do you know you are saved? It's not because you had a salvation experience, and it's not even because you say so. profession does not equal salvation. James 2:19 tells us, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demon believes and shudder. Tonight, we're going to see how we can know if we are saved. And I will start with a story from Scripture. We turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. And it may be a familiar story to you, but I want to share it with you. It is the parable of the sower. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path. And the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth in soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and produced grain. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let them hear. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the Living God. And he gives us this story so we can understand what an unbeliever looks like and what a believer looks like. Let's look at the four types of people in this parable. First are the people in verse 4. And it reads, as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the birds came and devoured them. These are the ones who hear the gospel, and Satan snatches the word away. The people who hear the truth of the gospel and soon disregard the gospel, after thinking about it, I would ask you, is this person saved or unsaved? And the answer is, this person is unsaved. So the problem is all over the world. In my church, back in Amelia, Virginia, we have people who come to church on Sunday morning, and they will praise God, and they will have fellowship. But when they leave, the next 6 days, they do not live for Christ. And so they think, because they check the box off, of going to church, that is all they need to do. And so they think that if they can fool God, but they cannot. And let's look at the second group of people. These are the people in verse 5. And some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But the sun was up, They were scorched.
Konomosi.
And because they had no root,
Kanuka mamut alias.
They withered away.
Opotorinyosi.
These are the people
Kesilitunga.
That when they first hear the good news of the gospel, they are full of joy. They're okay with being around Christians as long as everything is okay. But once trials and tribulations come into their life, if they have to make a choice between following Christ or following the world, they would rather turn away from Christ. Is this person saved or unsaved? He is unsaved.
And
the third type of people, and some fell among thorns, and these thorns sprang up and choked them. These people hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out God's word. And Jesus said these people are unfruitful. And now we come to the fourth. These are the true believers. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. You see, as believers, we will produce fruit. And what does that fruit look like? As a Christian, we will display the fruits of the Spirit. We will have love, joy, peace, and we will be patient. We will also share the gospel with others. And what Jesus says here with the 100-fold and the 60 and the 30 is we should never compare ourselves to other Christians. Because God may not use you to bring many people to Christ, but that doesn't mean that you are any less a Christian than the one who brings many. I don't want you to miss a point here. Don't miss the point that believers bear fruit. A truly saved person will produce fruit. Remember what I said earlier. Profession does not mean conversion. Let's look at this for a moment.
So
we need to go to Matthew chapter
7
verse 13 through 23.
We read,
enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow. And the way is hard. That leads to life. And those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets. Who to come to you in sheep's clothing. But inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes? Are figs from thistles?
Great, let's go in for a commercial break, and when we get back, we shall be continuing with our word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we're going to continue with the reading from Matthew chapter 7, and we're starting back up in verse 17.
So ibuno na yatakin aishomo otabolo kama tayo ni nani jaoni okorin kanyare amina tima sesula lo kaintare agero kokoron itomona kanyare.
So every healthy tree bears good fruit. But the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit. Nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Cast out demons in your name. And do mighty works in your name. And then will I declare to them,
Kasori alimor mama kechebe.
I never knew you.
Mamlem kajeni yes nebechepeda.
Depart from me.
Konyo tu kama ajai.
You workers of lawlessness.
Yes, we swamak nuke pali.
Look with me again at verse 16.
Abomo bera boja sisi nekele ngokolo tomonta kanyapi.
You will recognize them by their fruit.
Nebara nesebe kijionete kes kakeche raito.
You will recognize false teachers.
And
unbelievers by their fruit. Jesus tells us that they cannot produce good fruit. And what does bad fruit look like? We see that in Galatians chapter 5. And there we read,
starting
in verse 19, we read this. Chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality. Impurity. Sensuality. Idolatry. Sorcery. Enmity. Strife. Jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, and orgies, and things like these. I warned you as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. God does not play around.
So mame dekela lebola bolia toy.
He lets us know that we reap what we sow. If we claim to be believers and we practice sin, then we are liars. We will not produce good fruit, only bad fruit. And on that day we die, and we face Jesus face to face, He will look at you and I. If we do not believe in Him, and He will say, "Depart from me. I knew you not." It is so important that you get this question right. Do I belong to God? Am I a true believer? A true follower of Christ? Do people recognize the good fruit in my life? If you were asked to ask your friends, would they say you are a Christian? Because God has made you light of the world and the salt of the world. And since we are light, we do not hide. Our light should shine for Christ. We should be praying and telling all those about Christ. Welcome back. And now we go back to verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I want you to notice the word never. Jesus said He never knew you. See, the truth of Scripture is there, that once you are a true believer of Christ, you are always a believer in Christ. God never cast out those who are His. This is why Paul writes in Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Examine yourself. Look at your life. See if your fruit identifies you as a follower of Christ. The Apostle Paul knew at the end of the day that his walk had to match his talk. Stay away from those false teachers who say one thing but do another. Their walk does not match their talk. And I hope you're examining yourself as Paul did in the first century. And as this pastor and Pastor Abraham does, as we get ready to enter toward the 18. Look at your own life inside your own heart. Examine yourself. If my profession of faith hasn't changed me, it hasn't saved me. You see, a Christian will live a transformed life. What used to be okay for him is not now okay. What I used to find joy in, I no longer find joy in. A Christian cannot have one foot in the world and one foot with God. Either you belong to God or you belong to the world. And if you belong to the world, you belong to the enemy of God. You see, it's real simple. There are only two sides. There is God's side
and
Satan's side.
Satan.
And if you are not a believer in Christ, you're automatically on the wrong side. See, when we believe in Jesus, this is what he promises us. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 31 through
32.
We read the following. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There are true and false believers. We saw that in Matthew 7. So how can you know that you are saved? Genuine disciples? True followers of Christ? Abide in his word. In other words, there's a love for God's word. The Bible. We seek it as a newborn child seeks his mother's milk. It is our practical guide to living for Christ. So if you abide in his word, it lets you know who Christ is. Are you saved? I answered that question myself and found the answer to be yes. Because I abide in his word and it is revealed to me. I'm more loving. I am more truthful. I am more forgiving. I am more humble and more confident in God. So who is this Jesus Christ? This Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He was given to us some 2,000 years ago. The King of Glory left the throne of grace. He humbled himself and became a baby. Fully God and fully man. Born of a virgin. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Just as our own babies cry and need to be held, the creator of the universe needed to be held. And as he grew into a man and he began the work of the Father, he was tempted as we are tempted and yet did not sin. He knows what you go through. He's experienced it himself but never yielded to sin. And then the Son of the Living God was taken by evil men, and you and I were those evil men. Because that sin that needed to be paid for with a perfect sacrifice could only be paid by Christ. When he went to the cross and he hung there, he cried these words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because at that moment, all the wrath of God was poured out on the Son of God. You see, every sin you committed was poured out on him.
On 88.4 Voice of Jesus, your Chinese radio. We'll come back from that commercial break. in the studio. So I have Pastor Mark Wells of Grace Harvest Baptist Church in the U.S. And together with him, I have Pastor Abraham Okrut of New Life Baptist Church. And tonight we are asking for the word of the Lord. The Bible is asking you, does your heart belong to God? This one is taken from the book of Matthew 13, 3 to 9. My name is Charles. Let me have Pastor Wells and then Pastor Abraham to have that summary. But then our line is open. The line is 0392 840884. Also, tonight I'm going to cross in my camera. Oni arauti tumalu unit gayoko inistos lorane bonu bia ekontao ija epi loka suban kotoma. Let's pastor, you can continue. Solve that summary.
I want to finish where I left off, and when Christ took those sins of the world upon himself at that moment in time, for the first time, from eternity past to eternity present to eternity future, God the Father.
Akota ngeta kini toma dokutati nina anapota jela kina tani neda budo edeke ya tema zunabu yesu ibuo kyo kere anuo
could not look upon
adoro kina dokutati mamno edeke papa pidora asesene
God the Son
asesene edeke okoku
because he had taken all of our sin upon him
nara obudo kwa nani so vio nga okodi ya kanata kere otoma kwa nake
but the good news is
konyedo akilo ara nima iye mutolo ajoko kezuluta
because he did that. When he died, 3 days later he rose from the dead. And he sits at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for those who believe in him. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, and that he sits at the right hand of the Father, you will be saved. That is the good news of the gospel. My prayer is that if you've not received Christ as Savior, you do it this very moment.
Right.
Thanks, God, that what an inspirational message here. At a very talking to the pastor, Sane Otomato, and I'm by the note to the Kayan and Yari, you Kayan Woman Noti, Kayan Kayan Kera, Woman Sodio, Otomapatna, and I give Arunati. If you have a language to us, Nanelo, Mr. Neotoma, Kuna Kotobe, Bia Kontao, Ije Peri, Kama de Jai, Locas, one, Araeleke, the Mutu to Motabo, Kama Taya, Sulay to Nami, Kuporo, yet eating Kayan. So, pretty in a king, Kerry Pastor and Neotomato. Father Jan Panekos Line and Ara Kanukon, and I'm by right, you know, to me Kanyan on Yari, Kanyan on, you know, to Kanyan me, woman, can you not Kenyan, can you kill the woman? 0392 840884. And we have been telling you that we need to open up the new year in style 2018. And of course, you have to enter into the new year with a blessed word of God. And here in the studios, I've got my pastors who have given me the opportunity to have this talk together on 0392 840884. As we wait for those callers and calls in the house here, I would want to give this opportunity to my pastor still. And to have that continuation, for example, if we talk about someone to have a heart that really belongs to God, maybe let me have Pastor Abraham there to get in touch with our people down there. Mm-hmm. What does it mean for a Christian?
Mm-hmm. For your heart to belong to God. So in this city on that day, don't ever joke of a Christian. You ever follow now? A connectao around the tenilo, a peskina of a deke, a recon a towel a deke, you know, in China Kine Bible, Akironi, Puno in Kamana, a town in Nachan, Reba, Leba, and Deja, Bodi, Borinio, Dida, Kerala, near Setau. So a ride or let towel or a ride a peskina of a deke, right towel, a tesegara, a towel, a choikiniti, Anunebe, Teni, And we just sit on Magina, we to be, we swam my more training on a rack to man again, a rhyme the Chamanaki, the Kia Rhine, a better way Jarake, a rhyme, Mamma de Kibuna, the name Mammy Bosaki, the rhyme on a towel, a bill like Kinamon, a deke, Larry Marit, a deke, Louis swam my Akotanaka. Yes.
Well, Pastor Wells, you know, sometimes people like relating these issues. The word that was given to them, preaching that was already put across here, and someone would be able to summarize and digest it. What we need to understand from the preaching that we are giving to our people tonight, such that they will be having that inspirational message that the new year is going to be in style. And I have someone online. Hello? Oh, sorry, we have lost him.
Well, the important thing, the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
is that we belong to Christ. And there's a difference between the person who belongs to Christ and the person who does not. The Bible refers to it as fruit.
So
we would say your works. So why do you do what you do as a Christian? If we love God, we want to obey His word. And that's what it means to live a transformed life. Our words match our heart and our actions.
Wow.
We have, our time is running out, and I think we might not be able to have these people together with us in the studios here. But I know people are getting our message down, and they are really perceiving, and they are taking it. So let's have the summary and give it a very brief prayer that we want our people to maybe as we usher ourselves to the new year. We have Pastor.
Father.
Papa.
My prayer is that as your word has been preached, that will fall on fertile soil. That the seed will take root. And many will come to know Christ. To bring you glory in Christ. And for my brothers and sisters in Christ, my prayer for them is they enter this new year, that they remember that as they belong to you, let their life reflect your love. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
All right, and I would want us to give our message as a way forward, because, you know, there are some people who need really maybe to have a follow-up. Maybe Pastor Abraham and Pastor Waltz, some people may be in need of having a share with you after this.
Let me give my personal telephone number. Many of you have been calling following the other preaching that I've been doing, and that I continue. And you'll call me on 0772 846